For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. We're approaching the first Saturday in May, and that means it's time for another Run for the Roses. The Kentucky Derby likely brings to mind several images, including graceful horses, the famous twin spires of Churchill Downs, and well-dressed women in rather pronounced hats. Now, also on the list of iconic Derby images is the mint julep, the famous bourbon drink traditionally served in a silver tin. In honor of this weekend's Derby, we're rebroadcasting a story Kevin Willis brought to us in 2010 about the history and proper preparation of the mint julep.
What better place to learn about Kentucky's signature drink than at a landmark hotel in the city that hosts the state's signature sporting event, the Seelbach Hotel in downtown Louisville. The Seelbach is where we met up with Cole Phelps, head bartender at Max's Bar, which sits right outside the Oak Room restaurant on the Seelbach's second floor. Phelps told us the julep is a type of drink with a history much older than the Kentucky Derby.
It really originated in the Middle East, and the julep was essentially rose and water, rose petals and water. That's really it. They would take the rose, they would muddle it in the water, and it would infuse the flavor of the rose and that floral essence into the water, and they would drink that in many cases as a way that many would think that it would better their life instantaneously. And so, of course, with this and with the spice caravans and traveling merchants, a lot of people would travel from Europe to the Middle East and kind of pick this recipe up. And when they brought it with them, they would actually go back to the Mediterranean and Eastern Europe, where mint grew naturally. And so that's really the first evolution of the julep itself, is that it really went from the floral essence of the rose to the kind of herbal essence of the mint.
We can safely assume that the julep underwent many tweaks and variations in the decades and centuries following its origins in the Middle East and Eastern Europe. Cole points to the year 1863 as a pivotal moment in mint julep lore. That's when a book called Cups and Their Customs was published in America.
And it talks about John Quincy, who was a physician at the time, and was talking about taking the mint julep in the morning as a medicinal spirit. And in many cases, in 1803, actually, there's a quote that was talking about, it is a drab of spirituous liquor steeped in mint. And pretty much with this, what it is essentially saying is they would be taken by Virginians in the morning. And the reason for this is they would kind of get up in the morning, they would drink this julep not just as a kick to start the morning off, but also as a way to fight off malaria, as was supposed at the time, you know.
For so it's medicinal.
Yes,
purely
exactly.
For medicinal purposes.
You know, from my grandfather's perspective, bourbon still is. He still considers it cough syrup. He'll, you know, he won't really go with a diamond tap or anything like that. He's one of those good old boys that'll, you know, pour him a little bit of bourbon, add a little bit of honey and lemon juice, make him a little hot toddy and have a little Kentucky cough syrup.
In 1901, an American magazine made reference to juleps being served in silver cups and silver pitchers, and, if you're a julep lover, here's the really important part, being made with whiskey. Up until that point, juleps were often made with brandy or with whatever type of alcohol was available. Cocktail historians debate about who should be credited with inventing the whiskey julep, but most agree it took place sometime in the late 1800s. This would help set the stage for the julep as we know it today, a combination of Kentucky bourbon, mint, simple syrup, and crushed ice. The Kentucky Derby adopted the mint julep as its official drink in 1938. Well, no story about this venerable Kentucky beverage would be complete without some instruction on how to properly make said drink. And for that, once again, we turn to Cole Phelps, drink maker at the Oak Room in Louisville.
And my personal preference as far as a recipe goes, I like to go with 12 mint leaves, just for the simple fact that, you know, you want that mint essence there. And by being able to incorporate your mint in with the simple syrup, it's going to honestly put a little bit of that mint flavor into your actual syrup as well.
After placing the dozen mint leaves in a glass, Cole adds an ounce of simple syrup, a combination of sugar and water, and muddles the contents together. If you don't have a bar muddler, you can use a pestle or the back of a spoon. Cole says the point is to incorporate the mint flavor into the syrup, so don't beat up the mint too much.
You're going to look down, you're going to get a little bit of a darkened color to the mint, where you're going to see that it's bruised. And if you can put your nose down in the glass and you can get that minty essence, you're there. So that's about all you really need with that. So once you have your mint muddled, and you're going to let that sit there in that syrup while you crush your ice. I'll just take a good scoop of ice right there. Fold over the napkin. Kind of try and pack it in towards the center as much as possible. Fold in the sides there. And the last final flap. Turn that over on the countertop. My trusty metal mallet here. So here we go.
I'm wondering if there's somebody here at night and they didn't know this was about to happen. Did they sort of perk up?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. People will, if they see me come out with one julep and they hear me hammering again, in many cases they'll catch me and be like, just send out another julep? Like, absolutely, of course. So they kind of know what's coming when they hear the hammer coming down. So we're going to incorporate our ice into the glass. I like to put just the last little bit and then pack it down. Base of my hand there.
Now that we've combined simple syrup, mint, and crushed ice, we're ready for the bourbon. Cole likes to use Basil Hayden, a small batch bourbon he describes as being spicy and clean finishing. He also recommends Maker's Mark and Woodford Reserve, but he says whatever bourbon you prefer is ultimately the best call.
So from here we incorporate our wonderful Kentucky bourbon. Add in right at 2.
You're measuring, which is another point. Mm-hmm. You're not just pouring willy-nilly, so to speak.
No, sir.
Talk about the importance of
really
measuring.
You know, a lot of people, when they see the jigger come out, you know, and I, before I actually started my bartending career, I kind of thought the same thing, that you're thinking, oh, man, he's being stingy, you know? But really what it comes down to is repeatability. You know, when you come down and you know the exact proportions of your ingredients and the exact amount, that allows for you to be able to recreate this recipe time and time again, over and over, the exact same way from time to time.
While Cole insists on exact measurements each time he makes a julep, that doesn't mean he's opposed to adding a creative touch to Kentucky's traditional quaff. One way Cole does this is by creating different flavors of simple syrup.
The julep as we make it now, the one that I go to at all times, the classic mint julep, we use a ginger peppercorn simple syrup. Because I find that ginger and peppercorn really help to pair with the spiciness of bourbon. And, you know, bourbon and ginger is a very common drink as well, and they get along very well. So, and really, you don't get much of the pepper as far as, like, the heat goes, but you just really get kind of the woodsy essence of it. And you also get a little bit of the heat from the ginger. And, you know, with the ginger and the mint, you have that very refreshing coolness that comes about. And so it's a very interesting take on the classics.
That's an archived interview WKU Public Radio recorded back in 2010 with then-Seelbach Hotel bartender Cole Phelps, who was nice enough to explain the history and making of the mint julep. You can find an audio archive of this interview and Cole's recipe for his version of the mint julep at our website, WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.